Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. And once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not. That's that new math. I got a calculator. You know what a calculator is?
No.
Me neither. Well, welcome back to School Talk. I got my mask on. I'm talking through a cloth because we got to do that. We got to do that because we got to do that to stay safe. And I got a brand new producer, 2122. I just can't believe it. Push the magic button for Max. Max is in the house. Push the magic button. Man, you're the man. Man, you're the man. Man, you're the man. 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 You know why you're the man?
Why am I the man?
You got the power of the button. You can make me be quiet.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody on the west side of Indianapolis, Indiana. Ben Davis High School. My name is Emerson. I got my producer. I got my station manager, Mr. John Easter. Good morning, Mr. Easter. How you doing, sir?
I am good. How are you?
I ain't seen you in a month of Sundays.
I know. It's been like, what, since May?
Yeah, whatever. Wow. Man, I'm back in the studio, and the partitions are gone.
I know. We can actually see Max
hey,
over there.
Max, what's up, Max?
Not much, you know.
You know what else you have?
Yeah.
You got a student back behind the board.
I got a student behind the board. That is push the magic button action. I just gotta love it. It just don't happen without my students. Been doing this show since 2003, y'all. And I tell you, the show is all about my students. It's student produced, it's student run. And you participate in the show, Mr. Max.
I do.
It's Mr. Max now, so he got promoted.
It's much, much, much better than me being over there. Oh, I can tell you that.
You did a good job.
I did all right.
You did a good job. You know, the students trained you well.
They tell me where I'm going. That's
exactly.
About it.
Well, we do learn a lot from our students. Mm-hmm. Hopefully our students learn a lot from us, a lot of our good habits, not our bad habits. Yeah, you know, that's one thing about life is from folks, you can learn from them, but learn their good habits. And not their bad. But hey, Max, I'm so glad to have you producer of the show. We're going to talk a lot about you today and learn more about you and what makes you tick and get all in your Kool-Aid.
How exciting.
Before we do that, Mr. Reese, I'm so glad to be back. We got a thing. It's still called the
Max is on it.
After school tutoring is 3:30 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday at the Ben Davis High School cafeteria. And you can also now order your 2022 Keyhole Yearbook for just $50 through August 31st. Visit yearbookforever.com or X109 for information. Mm-hmm. In sports, Inside Ben Davis
easy for you to say.
It's Tuesday at 7 p.m. live. Our podcasts are on Audio Boom. Speaking of football, Ben Davis, they start their season against Brownsburg. It's at Lucas Oil Stadium, August 20th at 8:30 p.m.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. All of our podcasts, by the way, are on audioboom.com. You got to search WBDGFM, and they're also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Our social media is at WBDGIndy, except our TikTok is at Giant90.9. And then School Talk airs on Fridays at 7:30 a.m. with replays Sundays at 2 p.m.
You get to sleep 30 minutes more.
I like sleep. I love to sleep. I like to eat too, but I like sleeping better.
So yeah,
now you got more energy to eat.
Of course, last week we had Barry Gardner, the CFO.
Yeah, money man.
Yeah,
the money man.
Good to have him in here last week.
Yeah. So what was that thing you just pushed, man? What was that thing called again? What was that? Man, I love the big board. We always talking about stuff and things, so we're gonna be all over the place. So we don't have a topic folks. This is what we call a smorgasbord.
Right.
A little bit of mashed potatoes, some green beans, some pork chop, some chicken legs, some oatmeal.
Roast beef.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Hey.
Strawberry pie.
Oh, now you make me hungry. Peach cobbler.
As if the other stuff he was mentioning isn't making us hungry.
Yeah, and pineapple.
Pineapple?
Yeah, your shirt.
Well, yeah.
I love your shirt,
you
Mr.
know,
Easter.
This shirt, it's got that, whenever I wear this shirt, it makes me think of like the 1980s when you go to a Holiday Inn and they have like the bedspread.
Yeah.
That's what this looks like to me. You know, with the flowers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Today's Hawaiian shirt day for teachers. So
all right. I didn't know that.
That's why we're wearing it. And why are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt,
I
Emerson?
Wore my Hawaiian shirt. I just came back from Hawaii. That's why, that's Mr. H.
It's authentic.
I'm sorry. It's authentic. And that's why I wasn't here last week for our grand, our first show. My daughter got married in Hawaii. And when I say daughter, can a daughter have two fathers? Can a girl have two daddies?
Sure.
Okay, well, so, okay, Katrina Daniel Graves and her awesome father, Donald Graves. And then I'm the stepfather, Emerson Allen. Well, she got married in Hawaii.
Woo.
So we went over there for the wedding, and now she's Mrs. Allen Graves. That's her name now, Mr. Allen Graves. And we got married in Hawaii, and man, it was so, can I say doggone beautiful? So doggone beautiful.
Wow.
if I tell you, if you've never been to Hawaii, you got to put it on your bucket list. If you're 17, put it on your list. If you're older, put it on your bucket list. You just got to go. It's just the scenes you would think they're, when you see the wedding picture, I'm going to show you something later, Mr. Easter. You would think the backgrounds were either Photoshop or green screen.
Right.
Because they don't look real.
Right.
It's breathtaking.
Well, I know. I'd like to go.
Man, you got to go. You got to go at least once.
I think we ought to host school talk there next week, Max.
I think we should, too. We just had Barry Gardner.
Let's call the CFO and see if we can get some money to go.
You know, I don't know if you heard the show. But he said early on in the show, he said that his proposal for us to go to school talk and have the show from there was denied.
You're not my friend no more. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
He said he tried, though.
Yeah, I understand. It is kind of expensive. It is expensive, but it's worth every single penny if you get a chance to go to Hawaii. Because, like I said, what you see, Max, you don't think that it's real. We went to a location where they did the filming for Jurassic Park. And we also saw...
Did you see any dinosaurs?
What was a fake dinosaur? The lady made a movie out of it, too. It was pretty good, though. She was good looking, real dinosaur. But we went to the parks, the shots where they did Jurassic Park, My Days Are Young, King Kong vs. Godzilla, and Jurassic Park World and Jurassic Park. It was just beautiful. And the ocean. Oh, it's another thing that freaked me out. I was driving. I can't drive in Hawaii. I'm a former state trooper, been trained by the state to drive, but I cannot drive in Hawaii.
Why is that?
I cannot navigate their exits. It says exit AB, and I'm turning on the wrong AB. There's two ABs there. It says 18 exit right, 18 AB. And I already make my right, and my kids just say, Daddy, that's the wrong exit. And I do it every single time. And can you imagine having your four daughters there? Or three of your daughters there going, okay, Daddy, you missed the exit. And your wife's saying, yeah, you big dummy, you missed the exit. And they call me a big dummy every 15 minutes because I keep missing the exit. So I got so mad some time, I just pulled over the side, y'all drive. I cannot drive in Hawaii. I do not know what it was. It was just beautiful. But I had an Uber there, and an Uber driver said, you got a nice place? He said, yeah, I live on a rock. He said, I love to fly because I live on a rock. And he's right. It's a rock. It's surrounded by water. And what freaked me out was when I got to the North Shore of Hawaii, I said, oh, water, water, water. My wife said, dummy, you're on an island. You got water all around you. And the North Shore is undeveloped.
Right.
Your front door can be like the front door, be Mr. Goins' desk.
Right.
And then the studio over here, the TV studio, will be your front yard. And that's the ocean. No beach, just boom, right there at the ocean. That's the North Shore, undeveloped.
I'd like to go.
Boy, it is totally awesome. But that's why I wasn't here. So I'll share some pictures with you later, and then I'll put some on Facebook, too. I got to be careful with my pictures because I can't put no pictures out of the wedding until my daughter puts hers out because then I have to move to Hawaii.
Right. you can't break the news before she does.
I cannot do that. Cannot break the news. Yeah. But Max, I'm so glad to have you here at Giant 90.9. I want to know more about you. And so you got 5 seconds. That's it. Over. And now, Mr. Easter, Max Wilson.
Wow, man.
Nah, Max, tell me all about Max.
Well, obviously, I'm Maxwell Gilley. I come from Monrovia, Indiana. That's about half an hour southwest of Indianapolis each day.
Yeah.
And
you walk or take car, bus, train, airplane?
I take the bus.
Take the bus? Okay.
It's a bit
take
of a far walk.
I take the bus. Well, go ahead.
So my goal after Ben Davis is to be a sports broadcaster.
Get out of here.
It is.
Dang. Okay, now you're doing my show. What else are you going to do in Giant 90.9?
I'm going to be trying to work some basketball games, some football games this year as well.
Okay.
Just do as much as I can while I'm here.
Yeah. Ben Davis has a reputation, a strong reputation when it gets to the college level, as far as the having some students that are very knowledgeable when it comes to radio and broadcasting. And they come out to these secondary education locations like ISU and et cetera, Ball State, and they take over.
Yeah.
They take over. You know, they're the first-year students in these colleges, but their knowledge is so more advanced because Mr. Easter's excellent brain. He got a brain, you know that?
He does, yeah.
He does.
Baby,
So why'd you pick radio,
what
man?
Is this? Yeah. Oh, it's a phone.
That's all they did. Money, Madoy. No.
One thing we have to remember is, like, anytime you set something down on the counter, you can hear it through it. So I always, that always reminds me when I set something down and I hear that. Yeah. But anyway, I was saying, you were saying?
I was not saying, but I was saying, Max, why you pick radio?
I picked radio because I came here in eighth grade on, like, a field trip.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I did.
Was I here?
No.
Why wasn't I here, Mr. Easter?
Because.
Probably wasn't a Friday?
No, I don't think it was a Friday.
Probably had a job.
And it was the afternoon, too.
It was afternoon? Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Yep.
So I apologize. I wasn't here. And try to be an influence on you. But then again, if you came through and I was there, you'd probably be an influence not to come through. So who's that crazy guy in the corner?
Be the bad influencer.
Mr. Allen, you scared the kids. Mommy, what's it been in high school? Saw this guy, Mr. Allen, he's so crazy. Anyway, but yeah, man, one thing about radio, I always tell the young scholars, I still call you. I do call you. From time to time, I'll call you my kids because I'm 66 years old. I'm older than the computer.
Wow.
I am. Look it up. Google
you're
it.
Older than WBDG.
I really feel bad. I'm part of the handicap section anyway.
You know, though, I got something. Go ahead with your.
No, plan. Go ahead. I'll come back.
No, you were saying.
I might not come back, but I forgot my thought. But
I got my hair cut this week.
Okay.
And so I went to my normal place, and the guy who cut my hair, he had this, like, long, it was kind of like a Civil War beard,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Those.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, thinking, well, this. Do I really? How's he gonna cut? Because he can't cut his. He had like the curled mustache,
handlebars. Yeah.
But anyway, we got to talking. He's from Terre Haute.
Get out of here.
And he graduated in 1972 from Terre Haute South.
Okay. I went to North, but yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I was thinking of you because I know you were talking about how you were because he was the first class at Terre Haute South.
Would have graduated, and I would have been the first class to North graduating if I would have stayed in high school. And that's a whole show, Max. Mm-hmm. Don't. Sometimes you can learn a lot from old folks. Don't learn the bad things from me. So
that was awesome. Yeah, I thought of that.
Yeah, did he cut your hair?
He did a good job.
Did he cut his beard? Did he cut himself? You know,
I went a little shorter than normal on the side.
Okay.
He did a good job.
Yeah, keep your hair, bro.
I'm gonna try.
Yeah, because mine's gone, and then I just cut it with a razor, and
it's. Mine is
going.
Yeah.
Max, you got a full head of hair. How long are you going to have that?
I don't know.
Okay, now back to Max. Now, radio.
Sorry.
Now, what I was going to say about the radio program here is like when I was like, when we do our show right now, we're live on the radio.
We are.
I mean, we are.
Wait, we're live?
I didn't know.
Yeah. And I always say, if you don't know, if you want to, well, this is before I call the Janet Jackson button. But if you want to find out who's listening, who's listening to you in the radio, say the wrong thing and watch that light, that phone light up. It will light up. So you always got an audience when you don't think you have an audience. And radio is a powerful tool to communicate to the public. And Giant 90.9 is a powerful tool in the community to keep the community in the know. So we use it, and we're so proud to be here. And I'm so proud to be doing this since 2003. And we've had a long history of awesome producers that went on to do great things, and I expect no less out of you. And you got to go to college, because if you don't go to college, you know what happens to you?
What's going
to
happen?
I'm coming to your house and eating up all your food.
Oh, no.
I'm going to knock on your door, and like, guess who's coming to dinner? It ain't City Portier. It's Mr. Allen. And I'm hungry. But we'll have a great time this year. Like I say, you'll see. We'll hopefully bring in some awesome guests. You'll have a chance to interact with and learn. Mm-hmm. And learn something. And then we'll have some awesome topics. I have one topic called It Don't Make No Sense. You probably played up my old how you open those things. There you go. Yeah.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now, it's time for...
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Sometimes that's my show.
Makes my job easy.
Just play that at the start of the show. Play the outro at the end.
You know, just put it out there. You know, sometimes the show just don't make any sense. You know, and you walk out and say, "Well, what did I learn today?" Well, I learned that I should have stayed in the bed. No, but hopefully, every time you learn something that you can, I do learn from you guys, other students and young scholars. You'd be surprised how much we learn from you guys, your experiences. So, you know, I know sometimes young folks are sponges, and older folks, we're also sponges on you guys. So, mm-hmm. Your experiences are very, very important to us. And like you say, we always want to be involved. We get involved in suicide prevention. We'll be out there again this year.
September the 12th.
September the 12th.
Of course, that's pending everything going on. With
So we'll be at the White River Plaza, White River State Park Plaza.
Celebration Plaza.
Celebration Plaza. And we broadcast live every year so far. We've been there. BDTV has went out there also with their reporters and reporting. We took a crew. Take a crew from here. And you'd be surprised who you know who's had the unfortunate scenario of knowing someone who committed suicide. And what we try to bring to the party, it's like a celebration when you get out there. You'd be like, hey, wow, this is different, because everybody's celebrating life. We try to bring positive to show folks that, yes, life is hard. It can be tough, but it's worth living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always encourage folks, our young people, to look, reach out to your friends and watch out for your friends and learn the telltale signs of somebody's having an issue, they're going through depression. Is to start giving you this is my iPad. I sleep with it. You know, I say, get the iPad out of bed. No, I can't. I love my iPad. But if I start giving my iPad away, you know, something's wrong. Why is Emerson giving his iPad away? Why is Emerson giving away his prize toys, his goodies? Why is he doing that? Something's going on in Emerson's head. You need to start asking questions. Emerson, are you okay? What are you going? Something going on? Talk to me. So be a pest. You know, you're probably a pest to your parents sometimes.
If you ask them, they're going to say yes.
So be a pest to your friends. Because being pesty like that, man, just might save a life. And it's when someone walks up to you, and this is a true story. I had a student walk up to me in Walmart, and he ran me down. He said, Mr. Allen, meet my mom. Mom, this is Mr. Allen. He saved my life from a conversation that we had. And that was months after the conversation. That stuff sticks with you. That was a few years back. And that sticks with you. So you as an individual have a lot of power as it pertains to your friends. And when you don't know it, but hey, speak up, man. So like I said, I wanted to mention that also. We'll be doing that coming up in a real near future.
Well, and a lot of times, too, people misread things because they think that, you know, someone who wants to commit suicide wants to die.
Yeah.
And they really don't. They're trying to reach out, but they feel like they're just trapped, or they're at the end of their rope, or whatever. And sometimes all it takes is just for somebody to listen.
Yeah.
That'll give them that little lifeline. Yeah. And I know we both had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we've also had the experience of a couple of years ago, we were doing it, and we had a former staff member's mother come up to us. It was on WBDG, and he had committed suicide.
Yeah.
Or he had died by suicide. That's the new way of saying it.
I understand that.
He had died by suicide. And, you know, that was heavy. And
that was
heavy. Braden.
Yeah, that was heavy. That caused all by, we almost had dead air.
Yeah.
We were like, bam, that was like family. You know, I was like in your face, like something we didn't expect. You know, and then you saw the smile. And then you see the family, you see a smile, and you see pain all at the same time. Because they're celebrating his life, but they also say because he's gone. You know,
and a lot of people think that if you talk about suicide, that it's going to
make you want to.
Right. But a lot of times, again, it's a situation where people are trying to reach out.
Yeah, it's just the opposite.
They want somebody to help them.
Yeah. Y'all got it tough. I ain't lying. Young folks, they too got it tough. I got a grandson now. He's about 18, and he's out there in that job market. And that job market, it really, I know there's jobs out there, but it's still tough. And he's going through the phase of showing up on a job, and then there's no work to do because of shutdowns and because of shortage of supplies and shortage of customers because of shortage of employees.
Yeah.
You know, so you guys are going through stuff, and he's a little, not confused, but he's asking a lot of questions. You know, he's, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. Like, I go over here, the door closes, and it's frustrating for a young person when you don't have a lot of experience of being shut down or being told no or running a roadblock. See, I'm 66 years old.
Yeah.
I've been told so many times, you know, what was that one song? I've been down so long, low looks like up to me.
Yeah.
I've been down so long. I'm gonna start singing this one. But anyway, sometimes I've been that so low, you know, like low looks like up to me. But I've been through it, so I know what it is and what it looks like. But when you haven't been gone through something, you don't know what it is, you start freaking out, you got to call your friends. Because your friends just might, hey, man, I know exactly what you mean. I was there last week.
Yeah, it was Braden Beeman.
Braden Beeman.
I had to.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Do the knowledge and get it right. We got to get it right because we mm-hmm. love them. We love the memory and what they were here, and we think about them. And it's.
Think about the families.
Woo!
And
yeah.
You know, that day is kind of. You would think that it would be a down day, but it's not.
Celebrating your life.
It's an up day. Because you're not celebrating what happened at the end. You're celebrating who they were.
So. Exactly. And speaking of where we're at right now, and folks, you can probably tell our voices are muffled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because we're live in the studio. But we are wearing a mask. And so we're still at that location. I was hoping we would be more past this by the time we came back to school.
Last couple weeks ago, it would have been optional.
Yeah.
But last week.
And the numbers went up.
Yep. I know you've got.
Yeah, I was just looking at the star, just glazing through the news. And the news that you can always use. Sometimes you don't like the news, but it is the news. You know, it is what it is. The Wayne Township school issues. According to the WTHR, and this was a couple of weeks ago, but it said in the first 8 days of classes, 461 students were quarantined here in Wayne Township. And so, you know, Dr. Butts and his staff and crew, I mean, they working their, their tails off. Probably get in trouble.
Oh, no.
They working their tails off trying to keep the kids in school and keep it safe for everybody. And so I'm hoping that this mask mandate will reduce the number of students who have to be quarantined. And everybody, please, please wear your mask, you know, because, you know, we just can't see your pretty face right now, but we can hear your voice, and we got your pictures, too. You just want to see your ID, so.
And plus, for me, it's an excuse that I don't have to shave
you
right
gotta
now.
You got to shave, grow the beards.
Yeah, that's right.
Can kids grow beards? A student allowed to grow beards. Can they grow a ZZ Top beard?
If they wanted to, if they're able.
I lost the hair long
I don't,
like
I
Jesus.
Don't even think I'm able to, grow, to a grow a ZZ Top beard.
Matt, can you grow a beard?
No. I don't think so.
Have you tried this? I'm really telling you, Cooley, have you shaved? Start shaving? None of them don't answer that question.
Nope, nope.
No, boy, I hear your mama now. Why is that boy? Why is that man bugging my son? Leave my son alone. But no. But encourage your parents to listen to the show, please. And your friends, friends. I'm in trouble. Sorry, ma'am. I was just kidding. But we're so glad. But we love our parents. Our parents.
Emerson, this is Dr. Butts.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've been there. Yeah. One day, my one show, I think when Dr. Butts was first elected or appointed superintendent, he was a student here, and I called him Mr. Butts. It was so cool. And he got in his black truck, and he ran me over. No, I'm just kidding.
he let it go the first time.
He sure did.
Then, and then a couple... Emerson, it's Dr. Butts.
I heard that, yeah. But he has a black truck. It is so cool. And I don't know if he still got the black truck, but one day, I live across the street. And one day I was at the light walking over, and he was at the light revving his engine. come on across. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and I'm sure we'll have him on the program at some point this year. Because
he's a great superintendent.
He is.
I mean, I'll say it because he's
a big supporter of us.
He is. But bigger than that, though, he supports our young people, our students. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really bleeds purple. I mean, I cut him one day, and he bleeds purple. But he really, 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 really loves our young people, man, young stylers. And you can sit in what he does, because he's all over the place. He don't need to be all over the place. He can sit in that big office of his and delegate this and delegate. He's a good delegator. He got some good leaders out there. But Dr. Buss is a doer. You know, so we got it. I don't know about y'all, but I might sound a little biased, but you know, I got nephews and in the school system now, but my girls graduated from Wayne Township, but we got an awesome superintendent. Push the magic button for Dr. Bush.
Yeah,
just do that. Just there you go. I mean, really.
He keeps you on your toes, Max.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now give me a commercial. I'm just kidding. Let me pick push-ups. I'm just, no.
No, 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 no. I would do some things, not that yet.
No one told me there would be push-ups.
Yeah.
I left that out, Max.
Yeah.
You did, man.
You see that on the job app? You know, you got at least one push-up. Because you got to do a million push-ups that I can do. I can do one.
I can probably do one.
Maybe.
I could. Anyway. I don't think I could do one.
Oh, man. I do want to get in shape this year. I told you I was smorgasbord. I'm all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to get in better shape. This Mr. Gorn's looking good.
Yeah.
Man, he's got muscles and stuff, you know. But I do want to get in better shape because being healthy, man, especially in all this, what's going on with the pandemic and all these other crazy stuff, you know, you can live longer. And that's pretty cool. And I want to be around for a long time and be a pest and stuff like that.
Oh, school talk for a long time to come.
And now, school talk will be in trouble if I walk in there. Hello. This is what's the name of the show? I'm your host name. My name is what my name? It's time to kick me off the radio. It's time for what? Be honest, who does this, who takes over a school talk when I retire? If I ever when I do retire, because it's gonna come, you know. But school talk will keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, been going now since 2003, and totally appreciate the school board because it's all. School board and the staff here and the teachers and the principals and everybody because
Dave Marcotte
all of them
principal who really let us do this the start and then on to Joel McKinney and Sandy Squire currently so,
and the teachers have a point and the teachers have a play in that also
we've been through three principals
three principals
wow.
And I take my hats off to the teachers too. Push the magic button for my teachers. I love my teachers, you know, because they're special to me because they're here every single day, 6, 7, 5 days a week, you know, here, you know, teaching our young scholars. And they let this old fogey come in off the street, you know, to interact with our young people. And that's a privilege that I do not take lightly, you know, because if I'm spilling out vile and negative, that's going against what they're teaching here at Ben Davis High School. They're teaching our young folks to be young scholars and young citizens. You know, and I appreciate the honor to be just to play a little part of that, to be allowed to come into school to interact with these young people as they learn the education that they need to survive in this crazy, crazy, crazy world. So I love my teachers. Now, I always said it, and I've said it again. If the teachers and law enforcement leave the city, I'm right behind them. I'm going with them because this place cannot make it without either one. We got to have our teachers. We got to have our law enforcement. And that's what it is. So, and it's 8 o'clock already.
It is.
Hey, Max. Max, why didn't you let me know it's 8 o'clock? I'm just kidding. Max, what's your next class?
Radio.
I love to hear.
You knew the answer to that.
I knew the answer. I'm like a good attorney. Never ask the question you don't know the answer to, you know. But yeah, Max, I'm so glad to have you as my producer. And that's what a Borgers Board is like. So well, next week we got...
Next week we'll have Mrs. Owens, or Miss Owens, Ms. who's a teacher in the art department, but she's also the coordinator of the Impact program.
Cool. Well, let's get out of here and get Max to his next radio class. And I appreciate being on the air, and welcome back to me. Just kidding. And we'll sign out. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be themselves, and teach them to be investors in themselves. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. But just remember, your future is in the hands. The ones you hang with, the ones ready to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Young man, be a man. I ain't seen none yet, but don't be sagging. Don't be sagging those pants. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. But you know what? Views press on view top. That's the views. I can't talk with this mask on. But the views press the score top. Not necessarily the views of Emerson Allen, but not necessarily. They are my views. Not the views of Wayne Township or Ben Davis High School or Giant 90.9. They are my views and views of my guests. But until next week, we'll see you, Lord willing, on School Top.
WBDG FM HD1, Indianapolis.